ready.
Yes, you get ready.
You want the latest news in the streets? Join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good
vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.
Hey Tea Sippers, I hope everybody's doing good today. So in today's video, we're about to discuss the recent incidents of violent behavior, chaos and fuckery, honey, that went down this weekend. So if you guys do not know, all of this took place in downtown Chicago and then also in Compton, California, a bunch of mess went down too. So what happened is that basically a large group of teenagers, they caused a bunch of chaos in downtown Chicago as they set fire to cars, engaged in violent altercations in an organized rampage that was promoted via TikTok, okay? So hundreds of unruly teens gathered in downtown Chicago. So on top of that, videos captured the chaotic scene, which showed teenagers climbing on top of buses, moving vehicles, while others initiated huge brawls that descended into the Millennium Park, and they had attempted to breach the barriers. Gunshots were also heard, and unfortunately, two teenage boys aged 16 and 17 were hit by bullets, but they're said to be okay and in stable condition. Now, the crazy part is that all of these kids outnumbered the police officers and they were trying to gain control. And even though they were outnumbered, they were able to arrest 15 people, but there were hundreds of teenagers who did get away. Now, this entire incident occurred a day after a teenage boy who was 14 years old was shot at another gathering near 31st Avenue and Beach. So that happened the day before, and then the kids came back the next day to cause even more chaos. The police were seen escorting innocent bystanders and tourists to safety. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the new mayor-elect Brandon Johnson have both issued statements condemning the reckless behavior and emphasizing the importance of parents and guardians taking responsibility for their children's actions. So right now, I want to go ahead and show you guys all of the chaos, all of the mess that went down in Chicago. Y'all go ahead and check this out.
Last night in the Chicago Loop, police say the 16 and 17-year-old boys were standing in a large crowd near Washington and State when they were shot. A large police presence could be seen as officers worked to clear large crowds from downtown. And new video into our newsroom shows more of last night's chaos. People were seen kicking, passing.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Cars crowding the streets, dancing on top of parked vehicles. And we're still waiting to find out and hear if police made any arrests from this last night. Earlier in the day yesterday, a viewer shared cell phone video showing a group of people jumping on a car that is driving along Michigan Avenue. Now, this is all coming nearly a year after a 16-year-old was shot and killed at Millennium Park near the Bean. In response, the city issued a 6 p.m. curfew at Millennium Park for all minors under the age of 18. That's in addition to the 10 p.m. curfew that is for all minors.
Mom, don't run. Come over here.
They chasing the dude with, the gun. Now we got a person shot.
Thank you.
kind of flew in there.
Are you on Citizen or no?
I am.
Walk around, go. Hang on. And we got this. Oh, shit. They broke the window. Police are starting shooting. They better. Only at racetracks. Yo. And the police are here. They're not doing nothing. That's crazy.
All right, so you guys just saw all of the nonsense. You guys saw all of these kids wilding out. I'm trying to figure out where the parents are and why there are kids that late at night just running amok all through downtown Chicago. It makes no sense. So on top of this, as we all know, Andrew Tate, he recently got out of a Romanian prison. So he is back on Twitter. And Andrew Tate, who himself was raised in Chicago, Illinois, people forget this. People forget that he was raised in Chicago and lived there for years when his parents were together. Once his parents divorced, his mother took both him, his brother, and his sister back to England. But Tate definitely has ties to Chicago. And right now, Tate is causing controversy because he sent out this tweet basically blasting Chicago and calling out people who want to live in Chicago. So this is what Andrew Tate said. So Andrew Tate says, imagine living in Chicago on purpose by choice. Seriously, imagine being a full-grown adult and waking up in fucking Chicago. Look at the entire globe, then looking around you at the shithole you reside in and saying, yes, I want to live here. Clown emoji. So that is what Andrew Tate had to say. And, you know, a lot of people agree with him. Some people feel like, no, that's wrong. Well, if you're going to talk shit about people who live in Chicago, what about your parents? You were raised in Chicago at some point in time. So, you know, again, he's back to stir the pot. Now, if that's not crazy enough, on top of what Andrew Tate had to say, on top of these kids wilding out in Chicago, well, come to find out, the same thing happened last night in Compton, California as well. So if you guys don't know, a large group of looters were caught on video rushing a gas station in Compton, California, and the video footage shows one man breaking the glass door while dozens of looters gather behind him, encouraging him. The group can be seen grabbing various items, drinks, snacks, alcohol, even condoms, okay? Well, at least they're smart enough to think about not bringing children into their impoverished situations, but I digress. Now, according to the LA County Sheriff's Department, the store suffered significant damage. Thousands of dollars worth of merchandise was stolen. Shots were also fired blocks away from the store, but no injuries were reported. The LAPD Compton station, they responded, but unfortunately, there's not enough police officers. They are currently outnumbered, so they had to literally sit back and not really intervene. Why these giant groups just take over for safety concerns.
Chaos in Compton after a street takeover turns into looting at a nearby gas station.
Yeah, a crowd of about 100 people smashed their way into an Arco. This is near Alondra Boulevard and South Central Avenue. KTLA's Carlos Salcedo live in downtown LA, and he has the very latest on what happened. Carlos.
Good afternoon. That's right. Complete lawlessness in Compton following a street takeover. Dozens of people break into a gas station, then start looting the place, and cameras were in fact rolling. A mob swarms the Arco gas station on Alondra and Central in Compton after someone smashes through the glass door. Then it's just a free-for-all. This happened around 2:30 in the morning. You see some looters with their faces covered, others not even bothering concealing their identity as they ransack the store. They grab everything from booze to condoms, what some would call the essentials. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says thousands of dollars worth of merchandise was taken. Then, of course, there's the damage left behind. Deputies say the mob was part of a crowd of people who gathered for a street takeover. Now, this sight has become far too common in Los Angeles. This was one of at least three street takeovers overnight. Two others happened on Long Beach and Rosecrans. Vehicles turn and screech through intersections, spinning dangerously close to cheering crowds. Investigators say shots were fired about a block away from where the looting took place, but nobody was injured. Of course, investigators are now trying to identify the suspect seen in those videos posted on social media. They are asking for the public's help. Anyone with any information is encouraged to contact the Compton substation.
So right now, these police departments, they're kind of strapped. You know, a lot of people quit the force. There's not many people joining these police forces. And, you know, these criminals, they know this. So they're gathering these huge groups to outnumber the police to basically tear up these stores and loot and vandalize. So this entire situation is very sad and disturbing. But you know what all of these incidents tell me is that there's definitely a greater need for vigilance, monitoring, and prevention of dangerous activities amongst young people, especially teenagers. We have to find these teenagers something to do, okay? We have to get them involved in uplifting the community rather than tearing down the community. And unfortunately, a lot of these community resources are closing down. So a lot of these kids have nothing else to do but, you know, make TikTok challenges and gather in wild groups and cause chaos. And it's just really sad that it's gotten this bad. So I leave the question up to you guys. What do you guys think should be done about all of this? Why do you guys think that all of this is happening? And also, do you think that the parents bear responsibility for how these children are behaving? So please go ahead and leave a comment. Let me know your thoughts on this entire situation. I look forward to reading your comments. Please make sure you're still subscribed to the channel. Like the video. Feel free to share the video. And I'll talk to y'all later. Deuces.
If you want the latest news in the streets, join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show. Bringing you good tea and good vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.